Well, I think the strengths are that certainly in the schools, there are some very dedicated teachers, very, very concerned about the welfare of the children. That gives me hope. Most of the parents, when you talk to them, love their kids and want the best for their kids, but they're in difficult circumstances, very difficult circumstances, especially in that particular area. Barton and Trebworth, and I'm thinking particularly Barton Street itself, the High Street, moving off into White City and the surrounding area. There's just so many broken homes, there's so much unemployment, there's people living in cramped conditions, difficult circumstances. You know, I've had so many stories from the children themselves as well tell me about really rather upsetting, distressing things that their parents might do or one of their parents might have done. And quite often there's a reason for this. You know, it's very easy to condemn that particular parent, but quite often something's happened to that parent to cause them to behave in that way towards that child. The child is suffering, the parent is suffering, the whole community is suffering, really. And I really believe this. You know, when I look at the world as a whole, and or even forget about the world, just look at Britain, there's an awful lot of talk about almost as though it's old-fashioned to be talking about the rich and the poor, and we shouldn't do it. I'm afraid I think it's still highly relevant. There is without doubt an underclass, and there is a class who are unbelievably well off. It wouldn't take much just for one banker to, you know, leave just 1 million, which an arts community could live off the interest. They could pay a worker from the interest on the million. They could still keep their own million. You could actually pay a worker on the interest of that. But the whole thing is wrong. It is corrupt. There was a mini riot in Trebworth High Street. There are kids raking around, getting into trouble, using drugs, all sorts of things. Now, those same kids, if they'd started on some of these projects in this particular way, might not have done that.